Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Janie and Wicked are supposed to know what's going on in the world.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
Let's see if they really do.
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
It's What's Trending with Jamie and Wicked.
Apparently they give a lot fewer D pluses than D minuses.
On 98.1 KMBZ.
Jamie's off today. In for Ms. Monticelli is Rod Babcock. Rod?
Yes, yes.
Time to get to what's trending. Here's what people are talking about in Kansas City. Whole Foods, Amazon.
I was just looking at this.
$13.7 billion Amazon paid for Whole Foods. $42 a share for the organic food chain.
And this just broke like 4 hours ago.
I'm not the biggest Whole Foods guy, but that's that whole healthy food, healthy, always organic shopping or whatever. I've gone there a couple of times.
I'm not paying extra for food just because it has dirt on it.
Context, this is Amazon's biggest acquisition by more than 12 times anything they've ever acquired. 12
times. And Amazon, who is, you know, in competition to become Skynet with Google. I mean, the world, if those two ever merge, we're doomed.
I mean, if you work for Whole Foods, are you happy about this? I don't know. Would you be happy about this?
I have no idea. I don't know which one's a better, you know, employee-wise, which one's a better company.
Also trending in Kansas City, Kansas legislation. Governor Brownback will allow a bill allowing public hospitals to continue banning concealed weapons to pass into law, even without his signature, which is a good thing. I mean, do we want guns in hospitals, in public hospitals? I'm sure gun guy will say yes. What do you think, Rod?
I don't know. I think it's fine that you have a right to carry a gun with you at all times, but yeah, really in a hospital, do you really need that? And they have so much equipment. I mean, you know, if you're near an MRI machine, that could be very bad.
It's true. It's very true. Also, Governor Brownback signed Senate Bill 19 pertaining to the act funding of K-12. They directed more dollars into the classroom by limiting bond and interest aid, encouraging responsible financial stewardship at the local level. So Governor Brownback with a busy day today. Michelle Carter is trending. We know who she is. She was the 17, now 20-year-old woman who encouraged her then-boyfriend, Conrad Roy, to commit suicide. He did. The case went all week. The judge heard both sides and ruled involuntary manslaughter.
Yeah, that was strange. I was curious to see how they were going to charge her, and now we know.
We'll wait to the sentencing. We don't know that yet.
Yeah, I think it's deserved.
Travis, who is Jada or Jada? I'm assuming it's Jada Pinkett Smith. Is that right, Jada? Jada's trending. Do not
read Jada's thread. I have no idea.
Man, we stumped him. All right.
Oh, yes. Yes. Jada Pinkett Smith on the biopic of All Eyes on Me, which is about Tupac.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are saying it doesn't really bring out what Tupac really was. So I think she just kind of went on a rant about it.
Oh.
Okay, here's the thing. If the Tupac movie does not include his time as DJ Shock in the Digital Underground, then the movie's crap and I'm not watching it.
I don't know because what was the NWA movie? Straight Outta Compton.
Straight Outta Compton. Yeah.
That movie was fantastic. I don't know if this movie will be as good.
I enjoyed the movie. Okay. I really did. But it was a fluff piece, man. Dr. Dre was not a nice guy, you know? And
yeah.
I mean, all these things were portrayed as these were nice guys that were, you know.
Cube came off as not a nice guy.
Cube was the only one that was a realistic interpretation of him.
Mm-hmm.
And plus his son played him, so he looked just like him. That was kind of cool.
Spot on.
But yeah, the biggest problem I had with that movie is the portrayal of Dr. Dre, who seems like a cool guy, but he was not a nice person.
I feel like I'm going to go hang out with him.
Yeah, no, you don't.
Okay.
And also part of her rant is because Jada Pinkett and Tupac actually used to have a relationship together before he became huge, and they made it seem like it what it really wasn't in this movie, according to her.
Oh, man, I don't want to already hate the movie before it comes out.
Right.
Former German Chancellor Helmut Kohl is trending right now. Died at 87. He reunited East and West Germany and helped shape modern Europe.
That's cool, but
R.I.P.
Sucks that you had to live with the name Helmut.
What?
Well, I'm guessing up with the name Rod Babcock, so like Helmut? Everybody just called me, you know, Penis McPenis. So I can't imagine if your name was Helmut. That's just awful, man.
Gonna need you for this one as well, Travis. I don't know what Wild Thoughts. Why is Wild Thoughts trending?
So Wild Thoughts is a music video and a song with DJ Khaled, who produced it with Rihanna and a up-and-coming artist, Bryson Tiller.
Any good?
I just listened to it. It also has Santana playing the guitar in the background.
Oh, well, that's
so
cool.
It has a good little beat. Rap to me today is not as good as it used to be.
Nope.
So
nope,
I really don't go off of lyrics now. and not too many people do, which is sad.
It's more about beats.
Right.
It's more about that. All right. Well, that's what's trending here on KMBZ. Coming up, we'll tell you, and I bought this in terms of market research here. I bought some Skittles.
Oh, I love Skittles.
You want some?
Yeah.
Go ahead. I bought some for some market research because apparently Skittles is being labeled as racist. And we'll tell you why the rainbow of fruit flavor is being labeled racist. Also, a word that got a mom banned from the campus of her kid's school. We'll do that next as well. And you can ask Rod anything at 12:35. For now, it's 12:15 midday right here on 98.1 KMBZ. 98.1 KMBZ midday with Jamie and Wicket. I didn't get a chance to ask you this yet, Rod. I know that my normal partner that sits here, Rob Babcock, in for Jamie Monticelli today. She's out phone banking for Kamala Harris. Did you see the fight announcement this week? The Conor McGregor, Floyd Mayweather are actually going to box.
Oh, is that really going to happen?
It's really going to happen.
That ought to be good.
On May 26th, for those that don't know, Floyd Mayweather is an undefeated boxer. Some say the pound-for-pound greatest fighter of all time. I think he's overrated, but he's still a great boxer.
He seems to think he's the greatest.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, he's the show. He's the rock star.
Yeah, he's the,
I mean,
he's highest paid.
Oh God, the Mayweather Pacquiao fight was ridiculous. I mean, people thought it was a boring fight. It was a terrible fight. I thought it was a great fight from a boxing standpoint. It was not a good fight, but it was a good boxing match. Travis, right. you watch that? Did you watch the Maypac fight?
I did.
Like 2 years ago?
What's a struggle for me for boxing now is the last fight up until that fight I ever watched was Mike Tyson.
Which Mike Tyson? Because you were like 6 when he was really good.
So he was the dominant Tyson. So the last one I watched, it lasted 45 seconds. He knocked the guy out in 45
was
seconds.
Was it Peter McNeely?
It was one of the last pay-per-view ones I've ever ordered and ever watched. And I was so mad. I was like, really?
Yeah.
45 seconds?
I paid how much for that? Yeah, I went through the exact same thing.
Well, so, Travis, what you don't realize is that was most of the pay-per-views during Tyson's career.
Right.
Rarely did he ever have a fight that went, you know, 7, 8, 9 rounds.
Yeah, the man was a monster.
I think he still holds the most knockouts under a minute.
Oh, I believe it.
Yeah.
When he knocked out Michael Spinks, I watched that one live. Everybody was mad. I didn't understand why until I watched the next pay-per-view fight, and then his career obviously went a different direction. But I think the fight between...
Yeah, jail will do that.
This alleged rape will do that, apparently.
Indeed.
A word to the wise. But yeah, it's going to happen. I think it's August 26th in Las Vegas. And it's going to be a boxing match. So you got 26-year-old Conor McGregor, one of the famous UFC fighters. I'm not really a UFC guy, but a lot of people are. I'm more of a boxing guy. I don't think McGregor has a chance in this fight. My buddy brought up a good point. Because he's 20-1 right now to win.
Right.
He said he's got a better chance of getting disqualified than actually winning because he's a fighter. He wants to kick. He wants to grab.
Right,
he wants to break your arm. at some point, will he be able to keep focus as Floyd dips and dodges and ducks and runs away, which is what he is great at? He's a great boxer that is tactical and is so fast, and you know he'll outpoint you. It's boring boxing, but he's great at it. Will McGregor snap and then try to turn it into a UFC fight?
But I think some people forget that he used to be a boxer, though, before
back in the day,
MMA
yeah.
fighting. But he yeah. obviously he wasn't that big for people to know him until MMA fighting.
Yeah, it was. Depends.
If he gets his bell rung and he gets mad, I could see him forgetting the rules of boxing. You know,
yeah.
seriously.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But I don't know. Are people excited about it? I think so. I think they're both going to make $100 million off the pay-per-view.
Good Lord.
Would you go to a party? Would you pay for it?
I wouldn't pay for it, but yeah, I would definitely go watch.
Throw $10 down at a
yeah,
party?
Yeah, yeah. If yeah, exactly.
Well, Rod, if we have the party, this is my formal invite to you and Travis.
Yes.
All right? Travis?
I will definitely come.
All right.
All right. Rod can drive you.
Yeah.
Rod can drive you and Mel.
Just Uber. I don't know. I think Mel is just expecting that call saying, babe, pick me up.
Where are you? Where are you?
I have been the designated driver. And what's actually great about being the guy that doesn't drink is you get invited to stuff. Like, I have friends that will call me and go, look, here's the thing. We all want to go to this thing and get hammered. Will you come with us?
It's going to be super fun for us.
Yeah.
Will you come with us?
Will you come with us and drive us home?
Meanwhile, if you're the guy that gets hammered too easily, you don't get invited to stuff.
Yeah, no, not anymore.
And if I just say, hey, I'm hanging out with Rod and Mike, you want to come?
Yeah.
I think just me, without me saying Tabitha and Lee,
yeah. like,
you know, no. just let me know when you call the Uber.
Not so yeah. much.
Rod and Wicket and I are going to go hang out. Anybody, yeah. You want to come with us, Mel? No, but I think we're going to get the fight. I just hooked up my subwoofer. We got it as a wedding gift. And
we had
one that came. It didn't turn on. The power would not turn on. So we sent it back to Amazon.
Okay.
And they sent us the new one. Man, is that awesome. Oh, like I watched Guardians of the Galaxy, cranked it all the way up. Lee's like, it gives me a headache. I said, it's awesome. it's flipping fantastic. It's like a home entertainment system. I finally have my dream. I have the 70 inch and a subwoofer and a soundbar. I don't know what else I need.
Wow.
I don't know what else I need.
You got a wife, a dog, a giant TV, and a hell of a sound system.
Now you just need a bathroom full of Advil and a leave just in case you right? start getting headaches from the action.
It does get pretty loud. Like, I think our neighbor next door is going to be really mad. Like, he's not going to be thrilled at some point. I'll be like, I'm busy watching X-Men 6 at like 2 a.m. just cranking the bass. So that's where we're at right now. And you guys, if we get the fight, you're invited.
Yeah, I am totally in. That sounds awesome.
And bring your significant others so they cannot watch the fight with Lee. They'll go elsewhere. We're eating Skittles here in the studio, as a matter of fact, right now.
I love Skittles.
Skittles have become the unlikely focus, of course, of race row or a racial controversy after Twitter users objected to white versions of the sweets being sold to mark Pride Month. Skittles are usually colorful. As you know, they're purple and orange and green and red and yellow. But the makers, Mars, says they're selling the blank version, so all white Skittles in the UK.
So why they got to be white?
See, that's where we're going.
Why's it got to be white?
To send out the message that during Pride, only one rainbow matters, meaning the LGBTQ community rainbow. But, of course, Twitter exploded, suggesting that the color white was for the neutral Skittles was racist. Podcaster Torres Shea started the debate by arguing that the color was never represented equality, which is celebrated during the month of Pride. And everybody else said, why should whiteness mean equality? That's the bleeping problem. Skittles has signs out that says, during Pride, only one rainbow matters, so we've given up ours to show our support. £2 per pack will be donated to the LGBT plus charity initiatives.
I was like, £2 per pack, but you're talking about money.
Yeah, it's in London.
Like, how big are the packs they got?
Somebody tweeted out, we will never have nor want whiteness.
We don't want to be white.
Of course. But the argument was backed only by a couple of supporters. She wrote out, this literally has nothing to do with race. White equals blank. Nothing to do with skin color. They did this to show, they did this for LGBT to show that no matter our sexuality, a.k.a. flavor, we're all the same. Just blank. Stop being triggered for no reason and try to see the good message in this. Not everything is to get you. I agree with that.
Like, I think it's dumb that people are upset about it. Mm-hmm. I think it's dumb that they're doing it. It's Skittles. Taste the rainbow. I mean, that's their whole thing. They're already pride candy. Like they
already—they're the official candy of LGBT.
Yeah, I mean, come on, they're the rainbow. Why would you give up the rainbow to support LGBTQRLMNOP? Like, I don't understand that at all.
I'm kind of on your side, and I understand where some of the people are coming from. But to put the Skittles white,
like a whole bag of white
if
Skittles.
If people are saying this is racist. I'm sorry. I am not going to eat a brown Skittle. I'm not going to eat a black Skittle.
You know, that you say that.
Unless it's a rainbow color Skittle or an all white Skittle, which is going to have the same flavor.
Right.
Just by off of the looks. Give it another color. I'm not going to eat it.
The sweets.
What if they were all pink? Would that be okay?
They should do that for breast cancer month, right?
Yeah,
right.
All pink Skittles.
Yeah, well, they have the tropical flavor ones. They have that.
They're delicious.
The sweets are being sold in supermarkets to mark Pride for the entire month of June. It's the second time Mars has released the blank version in support of the occasion.
Yeah, and all it is they skip one last step, which would be to add the coloring into the candy.
Right.
I'm assuming they're all white when they come out, and then they put color in them.
I just believe they come out colored. Don't you dare. I just believe they come out. There's a green gun that shoots them out. There's an orange gun. I don't want to believe they're all white, and then they add coloring to it. No, I want to believe they're actually made that way. I think this is just the latest example of people getting upset just to get upset. I really do.
It is. It's just I want to be mad about something, and it's stupid.
I want to be mad about something, and now I will.
It's really stupid.
From the text line, you ever suck on one, it turns white. Is that real?
That's true. No, it's not. Yeah. I don't know. I was just waiting on Mike to say, I guarantee it was you millennials that are complaining.
You know what? I got one in my mouth. I'm going to see if I can suck it white. You can harness that piece of audio.
Oh, I can't say I've never heard that before.
I'm gonna say, anyway. Where was I going? All right.
So, anyway, I do think it's stupid. I think if they really wanted to support LGBTQLNMNOP, then they should have had like each Skittles have all the colors on it.
It does come out white, by the way.
See, look at that. Like,
sucked it white.
Sucked it white already. So, anyways.
So,
you're fast.
Well, it was for research. It was for the good of the show. We had to make sure that we knew what we were talking about. It came in on the text line. And as I've always said, if it comes in on the text line or it's on Twitter, it must be true.
It must be true.
So, and again, text line smarter than you and I. It happens all the time. It happens all the dang time. Hey, a reminder, if you're out and about tomorrow, I do want to invite you out to Westlake Ace Hardware at 9301 Santa Fe Drive in Overland Park. I'll be out there from 10 until noon with your chance to win a weekend getaway out to Los Angeles to watch the Boys in Blue.
That's actually a cool trip.
It'd be kind of cool, wouldn't it? You get a trip for two to L.A., airfare, hotel, and $1,000 cash. I'll be out at the Westlake Ace Hardware in Overland Park again tomorrow, 10 to noon. You can go to any Westlake Ace store today in Kansas City in the metro, to St. Joe, Lawrence, or Warrensburg to register. No purchase necessary. But tomorrow, 10 to noon, in the Lewisburg Square Shopping Center at Westlake Ace Hardware. Come on out. Say hi. Probably have some trinkets, although I think it'll be like pens and magnets. But come on out. Do your shopping at Westlake Ace and register for a sweet trip to go watch the Boys in Blue play some baseball.
Go out there, see Mike, suck on a Skittle, have a grand old time.
I'll bring a bag of Skittles. We can suck them white, whatever you need to. Coming up, what word got a mom banned from a high school campus? But
was it suck it white?
It was not. But right now, Rod, are you ready for your big test?
Yes.
Are you ready?
I am.
It is time to ask Rod anything. If you want to throw something my way, that's cool, but Rod's only here once. Ask Rod anything. Text any question you want to ask Rod. 22980. Text him in. 22980.
Now it's time to ask Jamie and Wicked anything.
This is pathetic.
Yeah, I know. You're a feminist, and I think that's adorable. But this is grown-up time, and I'm the man.
Text any questions to 22980.
This is Midday with Jamie and Wicked on 98.1 KMBZ.
All right, Rod has closed the text line, so you can't see the questions.
I'm looking at a picture of a baby and a cat.
All right. That must be the cutest photo ever.
Yeah.
You can text in your questions. Rod Babcock in for Jamie Monticelli today. Ask Rod anything.
Yes.
Text in 22980. First one that came in, Rod.
Ask me anything.
Does it bother you that Scott constantly brings up you dropping out of school?
No, because I'm actually smarter than he is. And I didn't waste all that money on a college education.
Rod, do you prefer sativa or indica?
Are we talking breakfast or dinner?
How about if you're just stressed out, like, and you need to relax?
Here's the thing you have to learn. Sativa will make you want to get up off the couch and do something. Indica will put you in the couch. So if you want to get up and do something, that's fine. If you just want to go to sleep, indica all the way.
You've heard.
I've heard.
This is the research.
This is what I've read. Cheech and Chong told me that.
Let's see here. Hey, Rod, what city in Texas are you from, and what do you most like about Kansas City?
I grew up in all over Dallas-Fort Worth area, mostly Arlington, Texas, right in the middle. And what I like best about Kansas City is that it's a lot more relaxed. It is not unusual to be in a traffic jam at 2 a.m. in Dallas. That don't happen here. And, yeah, people are a lot more relaxed here.
We've got a bunch about this topic.
Okay.
Rod, why do you get upset about the fact that hot dogs are sandwiches?
Because hot dogs are not sandwiches. A hot dog is a hot dog. If I go buy a package of hot dogs, first of all, I can't go to the store and buy a package of sandwiches, but I can go to the store and buy a package of hot dogs. I can pull one out of the package and throw it on the counter, and that's a hot dog. It's not a sandwich. It's a hot dog.
You thought about this. This is not a new answer, by the way.
No.
This is a rehearsed answer.
It's a hot dog. It is a hot dog. It's its own thing.
Rod, are you bigger than me? I'm 6'8", 325.
No. I am about 6'3", and I weigh about 300 pounds.
All right. Keep them coming in. 22980. I don't know how I feel about reading this one.
Okay.
Travis, have your finger on the dump button if you think this is an inappropriate question, all right?
Let's do it.
F, Mary, kill.
Who are my choices? Let's do it.
Hillary Clinton.
Okay.
Donald Trump.
Ooh.
And Scott Parks.
Okay, well, I'm going to marry Scott Parks.
Okay.
Because we get along and he's got money.
I'm going to get you out of this one. I'm going to get you out of this one because if you say you want, you would just pick one, you would go, God, this could get you in some trouble.
So here's the thing.
All right.
Of the other two, I would definitely bed Trump. Just because, so I could say I did, and then I have that dominance over him. And so people
leave it at that.
Yeah, people are like, you know, I don't like him so much. I'm like, yeah, well, you know what I did to him.
Oh my God.
That's an honest answer. somebody doesn't scare you so much once you've done that to him.
Oh. I just got to need.
Ask by the Rod way, anything.
Rod, check your voicemail for the boss. This is a loaded question. Rod, who do you like working with the best? You can say Parks or Weir or Dana. I get it. You work with them forever. You know them a hell of a lot better than me.
I would say I enjoy working with Weir the most.
Okay.
Because it's actually like a co-hosting situation. Because
you get the most airtime.
Yeah, I get to actually have fun and contribute to the show and what we talk about and stuff.
All right, let's see here.
Rod, what's Rod's number now?
Right. I never even had Rod's phone number in my phone, Travis. Rod, what's your favorite sport to watch? Jay in North Kansas City.
Football, by all means, football.
American football, not soccer.
Yeah, I love the NFL. I no longer follow who plays for what team or who coached where last year. I don't give a crap. I just like to watch games. I like to enjoy a game and pick a side and root for them. And I love the Chiefs. And, yeah, football. Cowboys and Chiefs all the way.
Rat, poison, or Candlebox?
Rat.
Okay. All right. Although it says rad poison. I'm assuming that means rat.
Yeah, I'm assuming
that means rat.
Yeah.
Rod, what was your favorite thing to do when you visited Coffeyville? when did you go to Coffeyville?
I grew up in Coffeyville, partially.
Okay.
I grew up in Texas, but my grandmother and my grandfather lived in Coffeyville, Kansas on a farm. And so I would go see them and stay there for the summer and do farm stuff. And not a lot to do in Coffeyville.
No.
Kind of a small town. But yeah, my big fun there was doing farm stuff, being a city kid and going out and counting cows and feeding cattle and all that kind of stuff.
Rod, would you rather be in a boxing match against Mike Tyson in his prime or get paper hole punched all over your body?
Ooh, man, I think I'll take the paper hole punch because I'm assuming I'll still be able to know math when it's over.
But it would be over. Like, the Mike Tyson boxing match wouldn't last very long.
No.
It'd be over real quick.
But there's a chance I couldn't chew solid food or know math anymore.
Rod, was there some kind of band that kept you off the radio for a while?
Yes, he was our former boss.
Ah, okay.
And he did not like me and didn't think I should speak on the air. And he doesn't work here anymore. And here I am.
And here you are. betting the president of the United States.
Hey, Rod, how many times have you wanted to punch Scott Parks in the face?
A couple times.
Like
not
this
a lot.
Week?
Well,
what did Parks do to get you so... Like, I hear, obviously, I listen to you guys on my way home and when I'm driving around.
Right.
And I know that sometimes Dana makes you want to slam your head into a wall because of...
Dana drives me crazy because of the large amount of money she spent on education.
And the
high status that she holds.
And a lack of education.
And the fact that there's, you know, that this woman said, if my phone is sitting in the car seat next to me, the phone's not moving, the car's moving, how do they know the phone's moving? That sort of thing upsets me a little.
What did Parks ever do to you to get you angry? Like, have you guys ever screamed at each other to where you're actually mad at each other?
No, just like disagreement and stuff.
Yeah.
And then he'll frustrate me with things. Like yesterday, he told me he'd never heard of the La Brea Tar Pits, which I thought seemed odd.
I've heard of
them. You know of the La Brea Tar Pits in Los Angeles?
I was going to say California.
When I went to L.A., my favorite thing we did was go visit the La Brea Tar Pits. And Scott had never heard of La Brea Tar Pits. And I'm like, what?
Did he spend a lot of time in California?
No.
Okay. I was there for 10 years.
I
know you probably have. I don't know if you have or not.
I've just been there to visit a couple times. I have a friend that lives in L.A. I've been there to visit a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
But Scott said, you know, I never lived in L.A. I don't watch shows about California. I was like, I learned about the La Brea Tar Pits from Bugs Bunny when I was a little kid.
Yes. That's so true. That is very true. Keep coming in, 22980, 22980. Rod, why are you not a comedian?
Because that requires nerve.
Are you not a guy that can you get in front of crowds?
I can. Sometimes. I did a deal, was it last year in October, where I went to the Casey Comedy, the improv place.
Sure.
And I got up and told a personal story. And I was like, oh, this will be fun. I can't wait to do it. And I got up there and went, oh, crap.
Oh, really?
And almost like my mouth went dry and I almost forgot what I was going to say. And it turned out fine, but it was a little unnerving to be in front of a bunch of people I didn't know. Now, you get me in front of a room where most of the people are people I know,
mm-hmm.
I don't care.
But a room full of strangers scares you.
Yeah, it made me a little nervous.
I gotcha.
I mean, I got through it, but it did make me a little nervous.
Let's see here. Rod, Texas barbecue or Kansas City barbecue?
Kansas City, 100%.
That is
sauce is better.
Suck up.
Those are just they're just two totally different things.
What's different about them?
Well, Texas is more of like dry rub.
Yeah, Texas is more of a dry rub. They're not big on sauce. You get a little bit of sauce, and it's just about the meat and the flavoring of the meat, which is fine. But in my opinion, the Kansas City does more with brisket and burnt ends and things, and there's no better sauce in town. I mean, the stuff around here is great. I tell you what, the best barbecue sauce, this is like a family secret. Well, it's my own personal family secret. You mix half and half Gates Extra Hot with original Casey Masterpiece. Best sauce on the planet.
Let's see here. If you smoked weed.
Yes.
Who's one person you'd want to smoke a joint with? Living or dead?
Oh, God, that's tough.
We'll go around the room here. Just hypothetically, the three of us did that, like in a state, if we lived in a state it was legal, right?
I would say like Paul McCartney.
Okay.
Or something like that, yeah.
Travis?
Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, that's a good one.
I know this is generic and cliche, but I'd pick Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
Dave Chappelle.
Snoop Dogg would have better weed than Paul McCartney, I think.
But I also think that Jimi Hendrix probably laced mine with like acid or something.
Yeah,
so I might want to change that. I might want to change that.
Smoke a joint with Barack Obama.
That would be cool, actually.
I mean,
actually,
wouldn't that be dope? Super Mario or Donkey Kong?
Never was a big video game guy.
No?
But probably, I mean, I played Donkey Kong a lot more than I ever did Super Mario.
How'd you get started in radio?
Growing up, I always wanted to work at a radio station. I wanted to work at a music station. I wanted to get paid to listen to rock and roll records all day and go to concerts. Like, that was, to me, the ultimate thing.
And you work at a news talk station.
Right. And then when I got married to a beautiful redheaded woman who had this weird thing called ambition that I didn't understand.
Ooh, that's weird.
And she's like, I want to go to college and be a teacher. And I'm like, go ahead. And so I worked, did alarm systems and cameras for years. She went to college, became a teacher. She looked at me one day and said, well, it's your turn. What do you want to do? And I was like, really? Well, I kind of always wanted to work at a radio station. And there was a small station in town. And I literally went and bugged them every day until they gave me a part-time job and so on and so forth.
Where was it? Where was that station at?
Here in Kansas City.
Okay.
There used to be a music station called The Planet a long time ago.
All right.
It's a different company. They don't exist anymore. But yeah, I just kept showing up every day going, can I have a job? Can I have a job? Can I have a job? And finally, a really nice guy by the name of Brian Trude was like, all right, fine, come in here. I'll show you how to run a board. And here I am.
That is one of the keys in radio, is to be persistent. Probably in any, I'm guessing in any industry. I've only worked in radio, so.
Yeah. And yeah, I had no college education. I had no
experience.
You know what I mean? Experience.
Yeah.
I just kept showing up, and it happened to be right when all the college interns went back to school.
Perfect.
And so they needed someone.
Being
and they
a fall like, intern is a good idea.
And they were like, sure, come on in. I'll show you how to run a board. And eventually I ended up here. Thinking, ooh, it's Intercom. I'm going to work at The Rock or The Buzz or even the country
station. KMBZ.
And they're like, we need you in AM talk. And I was like, oh, man.
But you're having more fun now.
But yeah,
on this
here one. I am. It's worked out much better.
Talking about betting our president. All right. Thanks to everybody. By the way, everyone's texting in who they would if they did, because no one smokes weed. It's illegal.
Right.
But if they did, we've got Snoop, got Bob Marley. Keep him coming in.
Bob Marley, text him in.
Good.
I bet he's got really good stuff.
22980. Keep them coming in. All right, what word got a mom banned from a high school campus? We'll tell you what that word was and why she's still not allowed back next on 98.1 KMBZ. 98.1 KMBZ, midday with Jamie and Wicket. Jamie Monticelli is off today. Rob Babcock is in today.
Yes!
And all of you are texting in, if you were to smoke weed, all allegedly, hypothetically, who would you do it with? Bob Marley, Snoop is on there. Someone said I'd smoke a joint with 90s version Bill Clinton.
I think my favorite answer is Ben Franklin.
Ben Franklin.
That's just a great answer.
Bill Murray.
John Belushi.
JFK.
Robin Williams.
George Carlin. George Carlin would be good.
George Carlin once said, not long before he died, he was asked about drugs and weed and stuff. And he made this whole great statement about drugs having positive and negative effects. And when you first start doing them, there's a lot more positive and very little negative. And then the longer you do them, less and less positive, more and more negative. And when there's more negative than positive, you have to stop.
I'd agree with that.
And then it was brilliant. Yeah. But he talked about how he was, you know, at this point in his life, he didn't do that anymore. But he never liked to be more than 10 or 20 feet from a joint at any given time. He just needed to know it was there. And then he said when he writes new material, he'd write a bunch of stuff. And then he'd sneak away, smoke a joint, and then come back, and then it was punch-up time. He'd go back over it and decide if it was really funny or not and add better lines.
Tommy Chong is in here. Willie Nelson's name comes up.
Of course, Willie Nelson.
Chris Farley's name comes up. So, the reason I would worry about Farley is if it would go to a different level.
Yeah.
Like, if you're just like, hey, man, let's chill. And I love Chris Farley, and I love all of his movies, but you watch it, and it's like, I don't think I'd want to get to that level of Chris Farley partying. I really wouldn't.
And I said this to you guys during the break, and now three people have texted it in.
Yeah.
I definitely would smoke a joint with Jesus.
With Jesus Christ.
I would like to, once he's chilled out, I would ask him,
He's chill. Do you think Jesus is a hyper guy?
I don't know.
But Do you think the Son of God is a guy who's got a, like ADD?
And whether you believe in Jesus or not, I would definitely ask him, one, do you believe everything that you put in that book?
Dude, that book is full of stuff, JD.
or JC.
There's just so many questions that would need to be asked. So many questions.
I can see that.
Let's see here. More, a lot of Willie Nelson, Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
Yep. Nikola Tesla. Really?
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Jim Except Morrison.
I think he was crazy.
Betty White. Hunter S.
Betty
Thompson.
White would be cool. Now, Hunter S. Thompson, that's a dude that would scare me. Anything he handed you would probably be laced with God knows what.
Right?
And he would be the guy that finished the joint, like, all right, now we're going to get started.
keep coming in 22980. Robin Williams, Keith Richards. This is an interesting one for you. This comes to us out of New York, and this is about a charter school. Mom banned from New York City charter school campus for saying damn. The largest charter school network in all of New York City barred a mother from school grounds until she apologizes personally to the principal of her son's Brooklyn school for saying damn in front of students. Latasha Battle feared the banishment by Success Academy of Cobble Hill was going to keep her from attending her son's fourth grade graduation. She said security guards at the school told her they were instructed to call the police if she showed up. After a reporter raised questions about the apology demand, Success Academy officials backed down. They said she would be allowed to attend. But the exile began a few weeks back when Battle and other parents and children were stuck standing outside the school in a downpour because the school doesn't open up until 7:35. When the doors finally opened, Mom admits she angrily said, "It's a damn shame the school made these kids stand in the pouring rain." And that infuriated Principal Brittany Davis Roberti, who within hours fired off a caustic letter to Battle with the tone of adult chiding a child. Is that a good enough reason to get banned?
No. And she did not get banned for saying damn. She got banned for saying something about the kids being outside, and it made the principal mad. And he don't like her.
No, definitely not.
And that's what
that
came down to.
The letter notified Battle she was no longer allowed on school grounds until, quote, "you schedule an appointment with me to apologize for your behavior and pledge that it will never happen again," end quote. The principal then suggested Battle may want to withdraw her children from the school, writing, quote, "we know you can also make the choice not to adhere and not to enroll your child at our school."
Wow.
For weeks, she had to pick up her son, who is 10, and twin sister Jada at the school's front entrance. All the other students left through the schoolyard. So she has to go wait in the front entrance while the kids go running out of the school together, all because she just wanted to say the word
damn
over on the front of the school.
And the biggest problem in this story is that they're having a fourth grade graduation.
That is a good point. When did we get to that point? Like, I had a fifth grade graduation. I remember it. My dad was there and he cried. But that was fifth, and you go into middle school. Like, it was K through five.
Leaving elementary, going into middle school.
We had an eighth grade graduation, right?
Leaving junior high, going to high school.
And then, of course, we had graduation. But, like, when did we have fourth grade graduation?
Because I follow that whole story, and then you got to the fourth grade graduation, and I just stopped listening. I was like, wait, why is they still talking about a fourth grade graduation in the first place?
I don't know.
Jeez.
That seems a little bit ridiculous.
It does. The thing that gets me about this is it's crap. This has nothing to do with her saying damn. This has to do with her saying something ugly in front of the principal.
And the principal getting upset.
And him getting mad because she disrespected him. And yeah, that's annoying. I would have a hard time swallowing that and going and talking to the principal. I would definitely be like, yeah, I don't know if my kids are going to go here next year.
Text in your first world problems right now, 22980, First World Friday. Coming up next, Rod, do you have first world problems? Do you have things like, I know tonight you have to put brakes on your car. That's like a real world problem.
That's actually an issue, yeah. I have to go do a brake job.
But do you have any first world stuff that we can make fun of?
I don't know. Give me a chance. Let me think about it.
Texters in 22980, First World Friday is coming up next. Also, we will get into the emergency ordinance banning topless women. We have to ban them, Rod.
No, we do not. We should encourage them.
Also, could French fries kill you? All
More
that coming
topless
up.
Topless women.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.